Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
Open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 12, and I know we're familiar with that passage of Scripture. Genesis chapter 12, hallelujah for the Word of God, hallelujah. We give God glory, honor, and praise for His Word. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 12. Let's begin at verse 1. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 says, Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. I want to talk about obedience activates what's already done. Obedience activates what's already done. The Lord was telling me, you know, in a coming year, you have many prophecies that go forth that tell you this is what's going to happen in 2016. This is who our president is going to be in 2016. These are some of the things that people began to decree and declare for 2016. So I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, what do you want for me to bring for the year of 2016? He said, obedience activates what's already been done. See, the problem is someone can tell you this, they can tell you that, but if you're not obedient unto the Word of God, you're not going to activate what God has already provided for you. We see in the Word of God, God was talking to Abram. He was talking to Abraham, and he began to speak to him. And this is one thing that God is saying to the body of Christ today. We are not taking heed to his voice. We're not hearkening unto the voice of God. And some of us are not hearkening unto his voice because we don't know his voice. We don't know when he speaks. But if you are born again, the Bible says, My sheep know my voice, and a stranger's voice they shall not follow. So when the Lord was giving me this, he wanted me to let you know you do hear my voice, but the problem is we're turning away from God and we're turning unto other things and we're doing other things and then we're crying out to God and we're saying, God, don't you hear me? God, why don't you want to help me? And God is saying tonight, I done gave you everything. I done everything that I'm going to do. It's already written in the Word of God. Some people tell you that obedience gets the blessing. I'm here to tell you that we could not fulfill all of God's commands. We could not do it. So Jesus had to fulfill all of them on our behalf. So by us understanding what Jesus done and knowing what Jesus done, guess what? We're already blessed with spiritual blessings. We already the healed. We already the prosperous. We already have joy. We already have peace. But the problem is it's not activated because we're not hearkening unto his word. And it's not hard to do. We choose not to do it. Why? Because we want to do our own thing. We want to go our own way. We want to make our own plans. We think we know more than God. And God was letting me know. He said, in the 2016, there's going to be things that come. And if you don't hear him, you can't obey him. And if you don't obey him, you're not yielding to him, and you're going to miss out on what he's already given you, and you're going to go through what you don't have to go through. See, it's things that's going to come upon this land, and the only way that you can get through these things that come through is hearing and obeying. The Bible says you don't only hear, you do. You can hear this word all day long, but until you step out on what you heard, then you're not going to activate nothing that's already done. Come on, I know God is talking because God is telling me. telling me that the enemy, he knows what it means to be obedient. This is why he wants you to be disobedient, because when you be disobedient, you're serving Satan. You're not serving God. And he knows that. He knows disobedience is not going to get you what God has already provided. Quit trying to pray long enough. Quit trying to fast long enough. Quit trying to say, I'm going to do this long enough for God to give me something. I got news for you. God is not going to give you what he's already given. You're trying to work something out that God already worked out over 2,000 years ago. I don't care how much you come to church. I don't care how much money you give into the church. That's not going to activate God to do no more than what he's already done. So we need to hearken and obey. When he says to obey, that means to hearken, to obey. That also means to yield. You have to yield to God. The Bible said the willing and the obedient will eat the good of the land. See, first of all, you got to be willing. Then when you're willing, you can be obedient because you're submitting unto the will of God. When we look at Abram, what did Abram do? He heard him. And the thing is, I'm going back to, he said, my sheep know my voice. How do you become familiar with the voice of God? See, you can't obey nobody until you hear them. When they give you a command, that command has to be heard first in order for you to move on that command. In order for you to yield to whoever's given that command, you got to yield to that authority. So Abraham had to have a relationship with God for him to hear God to tell him where what he wanted him to do. So you have no excuse. Quit saying, God, I don't hear you. Quit saying, God, why aren't you talking to me? Because God talks through his word. And if you get into this word, I'm telling you, it won't be no more hitting and missing around here. See, we're doing too much hitting and missing, and we're wondering where the problem is. The problem never was with God. The problem is with us. God has already done what he's going to do. He's waiting on you to wake up and smell the coffee and open up this word and say, here's the solution to my problem. God, I hear you. See, this is why Samuel, a prophet, has to be able to hear God in order to carry out what God has given that prophet to carry out before the people. Remember Samuel. The first thing that had to happen was when Hannah went to Eli, when she went to worship before God, Hannah needed a word from the Lord. What was she waiting to do? Hannah said, I need to hear you, God. See, Hannah was going through a trying time. She had an enemy, which was her, Elkanah's wife, Penina. She was just provoking Hannah because Hannah had no children, and she had the children, so she kept provoking her and provoking her. Come on, won't the enemy provoke you? Won't the enemy challenge you? See, he does that because he said, if Della get a word from the Lord, it's going to turn Della away from hearing me, and it's going to turn her towards the Lord. So I'm going to keep provoking. I'm going to keep sending stuff out. I'm going to keep people always before your face so you can't hear what God has to say. But let me tell you what Hannah did. In spite of her being provoked, in spite of her knowing that she didn't have a child, Hannah still went to worship. See, that's our problem. We want to stay home. We don't want to come out and hear what God has to say to be obedient to the word of the Lord. We want to lay in our bed and sleep, but when something goes wrong, the first thing we do is jump up and say, speak, Lord. Come on, that's what we do. But we don't want to get up long enough to be on time to church and say, Lord, I need a word from you today. Maybe if I didn't hear it at home, I can hear it in the house of God. Speak, Lord. So Hannah didn't give up. And Hannah was so distraught. She was going through so much. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When you're so distraught and you're going through and you can't even open your mouth, but on the inside, you're talking to God. And Hannah's lips began to move and no words was coming out. Eli thought the woman was drunk. But she wasn't drunk. She was crying out to God. And when she cried out to God, Eli let her know that she had the petition that she was crying out to God for. But guess what? When Hannah heard, this is the thing here. When Hannah heard, Hannah left and went home because she believed what God had told her. But see, Hannah had to go through some things. And see, that's our problem. Nobody want to go through. Everybody want a quick fix. Everybody want to answer right then. But I'm here to tell you that the Bible says those that wait upon the Lord, he shall and they shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not get weary, and they shall walk and not faint. See, Hannah was one that waited on the Lord. Through her problems, through her situations, she waited on the Lord. And then she had to give her child up because he was the next prophet. And when she gave him up, he was up under Eli. And guess what? I'm getting back to hearing God's voice. See, Samuel was used to Eli. He was used to his teacher. He was used to his voice. Why? Because he spent time with Eli. So there was no word of God at that time. God was not speaking a word at that time. But when Samuel lay down, he heard someone call his name, Samuel, Samuel. Where did Samuel go? He went to Eli. He went to the voice that he was familiar with. He went to the voice that he followed. He went to the voice that he listened to all the time. So Eli said, I didn't call you. Go back and lay down. Samuel laid down again, and then he heard the same voice again. He went back to Eli. Why did he go back to Eli? Because he had a relationship with Eli. And he said, I know, Eli, you called me. He said, Samuel, I didn't call you. He said, that's God calling you, Samuel. And next time he called you, say, Lord, I hear you. So Samuel heard the voice of God. Samuel began to hear God, and not only hear God, but obey God. And the Bible said not one word that Samuel spoke fell to the ground. I'm here to tell you that when you come into obedience, that obedience starts with relationship. That obedience starts with taking time out of your busy schedule and say, Lord, here I am. Speak to me through your word. God, there's something I know you got to say to me. God, this Bible is so full of you, and I want to be so full of it. So when something comes up, you speaking all the time. God always have a word, y'all, for his people. And I'm going to tell you something. He will confirm that word. He'll let you know, I heard you. I was speaking to you. God speaks through his word, and this is what the enemy don't want you to pick up. You know why? Because the word works. Because God said, my word ain't coming back to you void. It's not coming back to you empty. He said, my word is going to bring some results. It's going to bring forth. That's what accomplished means. It's going to bring forth what he pleased. And it's going to prosper in the thing that he sent it to do. So the first thing is, you got to become familiar with the voice of God. And I want to ask you, how can you become familiar when you don't spend time with him? When you say you never have the time. So another question I want to ask you, if you never have the time to spend time with him, to hear his voice, when something come up in your life, how are you going to know who's speaking to you? How are you going to know what direction to take? This is why I love this verse. I will call unto the Lord, and he will hear me. And he will show me great and mighty things that I don't know. Why? Because I delight myself in the Lord. And he gives me the desires of my heart. Why? Because his desires is my desire. So you have to go to him in order to obey him, because you got to get instructions from him. So we have to be able to hear him. Hearing him means spending time with him. The enemy knows, just like Elijah. Y'all know Elijah? Elijah spoke the word from the Lord, so Elijah had to hear God. In order to speak, there was going to be no rain. But one day, Jezebel, the enemy, come after Elijah and begin to speak a word. So you got to understand that who's speaking. Elijah knew God's voice. But when Jezebel threatened Elijah, y'all know what she said in 1 Kings 19? You're going to be just like those prophets that were slain. And he went and ran from Jezebel. He was going to give up and die. But I'm here to tell you that when God have you on a mission, God ain't going to let you die like that. Because God got a plan and he got a purpose for you. He's going to raise you up even in the midst of what you're going through. So God began to speak to Elijah. But this is what he told Elijah. I want to speak to you. I'm getting ready to pass by you. God passed by him, and then there was what? Wind. It said God was not in the wind. There was an earthquake. God was not in the earthquake. He was not in the fire. But it says that Elijah heard a small, still voice. Now you tell me, how did Elijah hear a small, still voice with wind, earthquake, and fire? Because he was familiar with God's voice. And in spite of all the stuff that was going on around him, he said, God, I hear you. Elijah's life. See, Elijah had to get from around all the other stuff. See, our thing is we don't want to take the time to close ourselves off. See, you got to be able to hear him and hear him to the point that no matter where you at, Jennifer, in the midst of commotion, in the midst of somebody shooting, you should be able to hear the Spirit when the Spirit is speaking and say, leave. See, this is how you know where you are with God. It don't matter what's going on around you. Your spirit is so keen with him, it doesn't matter. You hear him. And the Bible said that you hear him so much, you're not going to follow a stranger. We got too many people following other voices. Wow, we got too many people trying to be Gideons and say, God, if this is you, show me something. But then we got some that say, God, you don't have to show me anything. I heard you the first time. God, I'm ready to be obedient. Obedience is the first time. Not the second and the third and the fourth. When God speaks the first time, he says, you're supposed to trust me enough to move. And see, the enemy, what he wants is, he wants so much distraction around you. He wants you to be busy like Martha. See, Jesus came to Martha and Mary's house. He came to the same house, but there was two different situations going on with two women. It was one that was busy as a bee. It was one that was so anxious. It was one that was so troubled. But it was one that says, I want to sit at his feet. No matter what's going on around me, I want to drop everything and sit before him and say, speak, Lord, because I know there's a word for me. Speak, Lord, because my heart is open to hear you. Did anybody hear him speaking? Did anybody tonight hear what he's saying? What is he saying? See, the problem is we look at man. You look at who's delivering the message, and your mind get off and out of space, and God is trying to give you a message so you can hear the message, so you can obey the message, so you can yield to the message that God has given you. But some of us are so out of the norm, right now your mind is like a merry-go-round. You hearing me, but it starts going round and round. So now you got to come back to where I am. Because that's what you're used to. That's what Martha was used to. Martha was not used to sitting still. Some of us can't sit still for 5 minutes before we got to pop up. See, some of you in your seat right now, you got to wiggle a toe. You got to do something. You're supposed to do that in praise and worship. See, because when the word comes, you're supposed to be so still that you're saying, speak, Lord. And every distraction that's around you, that's why you have ushers to move them. Why? Because God is speaking. God has something to say to the house, so we don't want nothing around us to keep us from hearing the word, because I'm going to tell you there's power in the word. The Bible says that the word is not void of power. There's nothing too hard for God, Brother Tyson. There's nothing that God can't do, but you need to hear what God wants you to do in the day that you're in. So you first, in order to be obedient, you have to hear. Abraham had to take time out to hear what God was saying to move on that. Now that you done heard him, God said, I still want your attention. Now I want you to surrender everything. Not only hearing me, I want you to surrender everything. Because he told Abraham, he said, Abraham, I'm going to send you to a place. He said, but first you got to give up your kindred. You got to give up your people, your peeps. You got to give up what you're familiar with, Abraham. I can't deal with you with all that stuff. You got to deny yourself. You got to take up your cross. You got to follow me. He said you can't be looking at family. You can't be looking at what you have. You got to trust me enough to know that I'm going to take care of you. You got to trust me enough to know that I'm going to supply for you. See, it wasn't enough for him to hear him. He had to be willing to deny himself. The Bible says that Jesus was obedient unto death, unto the death of the cross. That's how we got to be. We got to kill this flesh so much to say, I'm crucifying you today because God got something to say. God got something that he want to talk to me about, and you ain't getting in my way today. So I'm crucifying you. So this is what we got to do. This is why Paul say, I die daily. Why did Paul have to die daily? Because he knew his life was no more his own. He knew he had to give had to surrender things so he can put God before everything. And in order to be obedient, first you got to hear him. You got to be willing to yield to him. You got to be willing to know that he's the first one in your life. He's your authority. There's nobody above God. So these are all the things that happens in the midst of obedience. And we know Abraham's life. Haven't we looked at Abraham's life with Abraham went through? Look, he was a father of many nations. Abraham didn't see all these kids running around here in the natural. He just believed God. And God counted it to Abraham for righteousness. Abraham didn't wait on God to snap his finger and say, all right, show me. Show me all my descendants. He had to see it supernaturally. He had to believe God. And as he believed God, God began to show him things. And God said, you know what? That ain't good enough, Abraham. I'm going to change your name from Abram to Abraham. Because when people call you Abraham, they're calling you father of many nations. Not one, but many. But Abraham had to hear God. The Bible said he heard God. How do we know? Because the Bible said after God spoke, he moved. He didn't wait on anything, but he moved. And this is what God is saying. You waiting on God to do something. But God said, I already done it. And if you will just pull a word from the word and hearken unto that word, it will activate in your life. And guess what's so awesome? God is so awesome because he even made it available that when his word is spoken, the angels hearken to the voice of God and they move on that very spoken word. Is that not something? So when you speak in the word of God, when you decreeing and declaring the word of God, those angels are going out and delivering that word. See, God always have a way for us. He always have a way of escape for us. But God said, I need your obedience. And guess what God shared with me, y'all? Y'all know people always quote Deuteronomy 28. If you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord and obey all his commands, these blessings will overtake you. I got news for you. If you get one, you'll miss another. Jesus took care of that for you. So don't let people tell you that you get blessed when you obey. You already got blessed through Jesus. Guess why you really obey, y'all? Because you love him. He said, if you love me, you will obey my commands. Okay, let's stop there. Some of us tonight say, oh, I love you, Jesus. And he tell you to put down that piece of pork chop. Well, Lord, just let me eat one more piece. But I still love you. Love obeys. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Well, I need for you to give $100 tonight. Well, Lord, I just can't do it tonight. How about Friday? Obedience is now. It's not when you feel like it. It's not when you think you're ready to do it. See, the thing is, we have not got rid of me, myself, and I. See, you're still living with me, myself, and I. They're all over the house. No matter which way you go, you're bumping into me, you're bumping into myself, and you're bumping into I. And you're so used to all of them that they determine what you do and how you do it and when you do it. God said until you're willing to give up yourself, you can't even participate and what I have already made available for you because you keep getting in the way and telling me what you think is best for you. So we have to trust him more than we're trusting ourselves. Can we say that we trust God? Let's just be honest. Come on, 2016 going to roll in. Let's don't bring these lies in 2016 now. Let's just get rid of it. Y'all know you done made some New Year's resolutions. One of them is to lose 50 pounds. Every year we make a resolution to lose weight, but we can't even be obedient to the word. So how are you going to lose? Wait a minute, sorry. Some of you do it because you're determined, because you have made up your mind. You do what it takes to get done what you determined to do. The word tell you how to do it. The word does. The word tell you not to go into gluttony. Anybody know about gluttony? That's a diet. That's your diet right there. Don't be a glutton. Pull back from the table. Shut your mouth. Don't eat another bite. Drink plenty of water. Get plenty of sleep. God wants his beloved to get plenty of sleep. Do we follow that? No, some of our eyes is bucked just like a deer in headlights. 2 o'clock in the morning. We ain't obeying that. Then we wake up like, oh, Lord, what's wrong? You was wrong because you didn't do what the word told you to do. And it's not hard. We make it hard because that's what we choose to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it. But I'm here to tell you, if you do it God's way, you'll never fail. God said, can you trust me enough tonight to know that I'm God and that I'm so concerned about you? Y'all, the thing is, and when God told me this, he said, man, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to use this box. Tisha Perry, come up here for a second. I'm going to show y'all something. Y'all know the day that you got offered something. You got offered a gift. How many got gifts for Christmas? Nobody? I know y'all got something. Something. You got something. Maybe you didn't get a present. Maybe you got a hug. You got a kiss. You got a smack on the lip. That was your gift. Love you, babe. Couldn't get you nothing but me, okay? You got something, right? Did they ask for it back? So if I gave Tisha this, I'm giving her a gift. And it's a gift of salvation. But first of all, Tisha had to be willing to accept what I was giving her by what she heard about it. Right? So after she heard, y'all, the good news concerning Jesus Christ, concerning what he done for her, and she didn't have to earn it. She didn't have to work for it. My God, she didn't even have to get out the bed. The only thing he wanted after she heard it, even on her bed, was yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's the only thing she had to do, is accept him as her Lord. He said, the only thing I want, you done heard the good news. You done heard that I died, I was buried, and I rose again on the third day. You heard why I done that. I paid the price for you, so you didn't have to pay that price. He said, the only thing you have to do is accept what I have done, because I done paid the price for your past, your present, your future sins. I done all of that for you. It's all wrapped up in salvation. Everything you need is in salvation. And I made a way for you to have it outside of you. You didn't have to do nothing but say yes and let me come in. So she got that gift, right? Guess what? Tisha's sitting up there with the gift. Right? And when things come up, Tisha don't bother to open it up. Okay? God is saying, Tisha, you a little low today? You a little low on cash? You got it. I don't see nothing. I don't see not one thing. It's in you. Tisha, just believe it. I've already supplied it for you. It's already yours. Walk in it. Begin to thank me for what you already have. You don't see it in the natural, but I have already blessed you with everything that you need. I just need for you to thank me for what you already have. Come on, open up the gift. You got the gift. Open it up. Why are you still leaving it up under a tree? The cross was the tree. Jesus gave you everything by shedding the blood on the cross. He has rose. Y'all are sitting up here with all of these things, but yet and still you're begging God for healing. You're begging him for deliverance. You're begging him for peace. You're begging him for joy. He said, open it up. It's yours. That's obedience. When you hear you have it, he said, walk in it. Oh, I don't see it, God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. So guess what? Once Tisha opened up that gift, she's like, wow, God, I had it all the time. Thank you. Glory. My bill's already paid. Glory. I have everything that I need. Guess what she's going to do? She said, I want to share this gift because it works.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact us at 866-907-6836. You may write us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Burgall, North Carolina, 28425. Visit us on the internet, www.mtdm.org.